Welcome back to the Six Man Podcast. This is a long-awaited episode in my circle. By my circle, I mean me. I've been very excited to do this because I am a serial yapper. I yap to compensate. It's why I have a podcast. And although you're not quite as chatty as me, we do yap to compensate. So I'm happy that you will have the opportunity to talk. And because we're on a podcast, it's harder for me to interrupt, although I'll probably still find a way. But yeah, for my friends that are listening, you already know who's on.
You already know.
This is Jordan season.
What's going on?
Year three, George Brown starting. Female, you can describe yourself if you want. But yeah, you can just introduce yourself. Who is Jordan Dawkins?
I'm Jordan Dawkins. this is really weird. Okay. Year three of George Brown. I don't like talking about myself.
I know.
So I hate that you have done this.
That's why this is interesting to me, though, because eventually I'll just ask you questions, but
I don't like talking about myself.
Well, I know a lot of people that are hype to have you on here talking about yourself. I know my dad in particular loves you and Mia.
Papa Cinnamon! Which,
Mia, if you're listening, you're next. You can come on anytime you like. Papa in fact, Cinnamon. We might even give you a little phone call here later.
We might.
Which, at the time of listening, you're already going to know because we will have called you.
Right.
But anyway. This is a long-awaited episode. We have been, dare I say, besties for about a year now. Although we've known each other a little longer than that. Although it was a bit of a slow burn at first. When I got here, I was very, very skittish. Very, very Nick. I think that's the way to put it. And you were very Jordan. So
what does that mean?
All right, you like don't like some people. So I thought I was one of those people.
Uh-huh.
I thought I had a lot more work to do to become your friend, but turns out we were just friends from the get-go. Talking about, well, Spider-Verse was like,
I mean, yeah,
the core.
I mean, yeah.
We started, you know, MCU, talking about Hugh Jackman, which
as,
we've come full circle. Full circle on Hugh Jackman.
Oh my god! Point.
Same with like we could go on about Henry Cavill.
Oh, we could.
Because is this just a Deadpool Wolverine like fan episode?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, every day of my life turns into a Hugh Jackman like fangirl
and
moment.
As it should.
Yeah.
And as it should.
Although I was watching a video, and I told you about this video I watched of Hugh Jackman. It was him dancing at the Tonys because my girlfriend and I were having a debate about the fruitiness of certain celebrities, which you go, girl, do what you want to do.
Get into it.
But in this particular video, I will say Hugh Jackman went on to do like a very, very good dance, but it was like, there were some things up in the air, and to proceed to shout out Diddy,
yikes,
is wild, and that will be the only time we mention his name. But
biggest yikes
to in 2004, I did not realize the grip that this man had on pop culture, and just shocking. No one should ever have that much power. But that being said, yeah, Hugh Jackman. I don't. My favorite movie easily is Real Steel.
My god, it's so good.
Criminally underrated.
Oh my god,
very good story. They don't make those medium budget movies like Real Steel anymore.
They don't.
Basically, all of Hugh Jackman's like 2010s like filmography will never be repeated. I need to rewatch The Prestige, but other than that,
yeah.
And I can't tell you how mad my girlfriend was that we watched
The Greatest Showman.
You like that was a betrayal.
I'm so sorry. Like I didn't mean
she might not fully believe me. Like we might have to confirm
like
it on
I'm
here,
actually
but.
So like I'm actually so sorry. Like I did not mean that at all.
For those of you who have girlfriends or boyfriends, it's just don't do that. If you know there's a show
that
they potentially want to watch, just check, because you may never recover from it.
Nah.
All jokes aside, though, I wanted to get into a couple of things because we are wearing matching hoodies right now.
Yes, sir.
And this is one of my favorite hoodies, not just because it's matching, but it is so damn comfortable.
It is. Oh, my God.
It's clean, but also today when I got off the train, some guy comes up to me and he asks, he's like, what team do you work for? And I stood there for a second. I'm like, oh, this guy thinks I work in the WNBA. Word. First of all, the team is not here yet, bro.
It's not.
I don't know where I'd be traveling. Second of all, the season's over.
Ben.
Third of all, if I worked for a team, would I just be walking around wearing a generic WNBA hoodie? If anything, it'd be like, oh, do you work for the league? Like, that would be a more valid question. Although, it's not like Adam Silver goes around rocking an NBA hoodie. Although, NBA hoodies nowhere near as clean as the WNBA hoodie.
Not even close.
They were onto something. That, like,
they did that.
Yeah, Kobe was ahead of his time with that.
They really did
that.
Him
and Gigi were killing it.
They really did that.
But speaking of killing it in female hoopers, I wanted... Oh. I mean, this is a good segue to you, but...
Oh, no. Yeah,
I wanted to talk to you about the WNBA because the season has wrapped up and there is a lot of pettiness in that league, and if there's someone I know who knows pettiness,
that's low.
It's a compliment. That's low. It's a compliment.
That's low.
We're watching from a bird's eye view. We are not the center of it.
That's low.
I know we have beef, but it's okay. It's okay.
It's healthy beef.
If you don't beef with your friends, like,
what are you even
if
doing?
There isn't at least 17 things that you can bring up that make your friend leave the room, then you're not. Are you real friends?
Are you actually friends?
Yeah, like, same with Ed. I can think of 15 things where, bro, this man would leave the room if I said it enough.
Bro, literally, me and Frenchie.
Oh yeah,
I can think of 30 things right now.
She didn't say bye to me today. I even was like, "Are you heading out?" And she just.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, listen. She was looking for you, and she was happy on the way in.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, something changed.
Well,
so,
I know what did.
Yeah, I don't know. None of my business, but you know me. I take it personally. And I, you know what? When someone doesn't say bye, I sit there, oh, like... You know that feeling where your wave turns into like, oh, you're like super closed in. But yeah. Oh, but it's just been a stressful month, stressful year.
Oh,
I'm not even in school. So I'm sure you could add more to that.
Oh.
Is it any easier than last year, do you think?
I think it is. I mean, school, like, class wise. Yeah. Cause like end of the year. Like, I finish next semester.
Because I feel like your experience as a student athlete, it's somewhat unique, but also, I don't blame the school for that. I mean, but hey, what is your biggest takeaway from being a student athlete? Like, it can be something you notice about your teammates or like, you know, other people that are in classes with you that are athletes as well. But it's an area that I have always been very interested in. Like, since I got here, I've been asking you about kind of your mindset and psychology and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And while, you know, I'll sit here and give Dave his flowers. This is the shout out. Like, that man knows ball. I've always wanted to be kind of the Dave of, like, psychological intensity, like, you know, be a motivator. It was so cool seeing him on those sidelines last year, and, you know, he's on the bigger and better things now.
Oh,
couldn't be happier for him.
Literally.
But showing up to that first game this year and looking on the sidelines at CASA and being like, and I'm sure for you, you felt the same way. You're like, oh, he's really not here.
Yeah.
And it's like, but man, did you have a game? And if he was watching, I know he was. He's probably talked to you about it.
He watched the Georgian game.
Yeah.
He texted me after that game. He did. I don't think he watched.
There's some games where I'm like, yeah, Dave's probably watching this. Like,
Every time I end a game, I'm like, ooh. I'm like waiting for a text message from Dave being like.
I know he's not just a basketball junkie. He's just like a really good person.
Yeah.
And I know he supports his people. Like, I didn't have to think about whether or not he'd be watching. And like, I wanted to aspire to be like that. Because I'm pretty good at keeping in the know. But admittedly, I shut down. Like, you know, there are some weekends where I feel terrible. You don't even hear from me, but that's the reality of being Nick Cinnamon sometimes. I'm getting better at it, but being Nick Cinnamon is it's a task sometimes, and admittedly, I make it that way. I can't blame everything else other than me, but that's kind of the reason I have this show, is to like...
But that's good.
Yeah. I've been very scared, and this is a good, easy way to like air it out to the audience. There was a part of me that when I said like Ed made the show, I didn't believe that I was good enough to like continue it on my own. I mean, I've had a lot of feedback and support, you know, especially like you and Mia. It's nice having you guys care about it, because like admittedly, probably the last year you guys have enjoyed it more than I have. But I still, every time I sit down and do it, I feel better. I have fun. Sometimes for me, talking about things doesn't help, although usually that's my goal. I, like I said, serial yapper. A yap to feel. But I never got to the WNBA, but I wanted to talk about things. And this is like a very, and I've said it all season long, the fans of the WNBA, the pettiness... There are a lot of things that we need to air out. The fact that all the... I'll start with the Angel Reese slander.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to talk like her and Caitlin Clark are like the same player when they are completely different players. I get that in her... For her first season, remember.
Yeah.
Historic rebounder.
Yeah.
While yes, some of those were her own misses, so is right. Everyone's rebounds.
Exactly.
If you're a good basketball player, you're there in case you miss.
Exactly.
Now, you know, the Andre Drummonds of the world are just there stat padding, and he's admitted he used to miss shots on purpose. Do I think there may have been one or two where she's like, oh, I'm close to that double-double?
Yeah.
But she's also recognizing in her position, she's kind of an icon. So if she keeps that streak up, that's more attention for Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's more attention for the league. Yeah. That's more attention for her brand. And like more so than ever, it's evident that you need to have that like into consideration. Like look at how well Caitlin Clark is doing. We don't need to get too into that. But like, you know, comes in shooting threes deeper than Curry. Like it's hard to ignore. It shouldn't come at the expense of like someone else's, you know, praise as well, because... That drove me nuts, because you know who's the one who's got a ring?
On God.
It's Angel Reese.
On God, and only talking about
it. You can say that LSU team was stacked, but they did not survive Haley Van Lith.
No. No.
Because no. She went there to shoot that team in the foot. It was painful. And 100%. I was a Haley Van Lith fan, and I'm sorry, Haley, if you're listening to this, you're definitely not. But
no, she is.
Yeah, for sure.
She is.
She's actually a big fan.
What are you talking about? She's number one listener.
I think there are about three or four girls that listen to the show, and most of them have the last name Dawkins.
Okay, relax.
Actually, I know a lot of them, but I know a lot of people that listen. But it's yeah, it's probably it's scarce. Definitely
Haley,
not.
Haley Van Lith is one of them.
We'll send it to her. The shout out is here.
All right.
I think she's on her fourth school now. How many years of eligibility does she have? But in her position, like she literally tanked her stock last year. Like she has to play another year. She probably wouldn't have been drafted.
That's true.
But she's also undersized. Like she probably should go to like the big three or some one of those leagues or something.
Yeah, probably. Honestly, because
WNBA is a big league.
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry, what is she gonna do when Asia Wilson? Like we could get into that. Like they have such a clear goat right now.
Literally.
By a mile. Out there doing Anthony Davis shit. When everyone else is doing like I don't know. What would we describe it as? What's a tier below Anthony Davis? Jared Allen.
Damn.
I will not call their drip Jared Allen. The drip in the WNBA took a step up this year, but watching the New York Liberty win a chip and being a Knicks fan, you guys come on. Bring something home. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of us like just always underperforming in the playoffs. Someone gets hurt and then we have some excuse to lose to Indiana.
Yikes.
There's no excuse to lose to Indiana last year. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
Like, I'm trying to be real about this. There's another thing with you I wanted to get into, and we have had massive arguments about this.
Oh, goodness.
You know what's coming, I think.
Oh, God.
But I'll start with this. What subject does our hoodie represent?
Okay.
Because we can get into color-coding subjects. And I bring this up, and some people make fun of me. They're like, it doesn't, like, I don't care. And I'm like, you should. If you don't care.
If you don't care, what the, stop.
If you don't care, like.
Stop.
Listen, I don't trust you. Stop. You don't care. You should care. If you had color-coded subjects growing up, you know what color in your head math is. And it's not
and
red.
It's
not red. Get it out of your head. It's not. It's blue.
I'm sorry.
Math is blue. I stand. I'll die on that hill.
I don't know about that. I'm so sorry.
What color?
But science is green.
Science is green.
We know science is green.
Unanimously, I've gotten people to agree that science
we
is green.
We know science is green.
What do we say like English was?
I said yellow.
Yeah. I'll support that too.
Okay. Great.
We have two that we can agree upon. Great. But I think that's it.
Yeah, I do think that's it.
What about...
See, I said social studies is dark blue.
Social studies?
Yeah.
Because the ocean's blue?
No, it's just I've always had like dark blue like duotangs for like social studies.
First of all, I haven't heard the word duotang. You're giving me
flashbacks.
Because here's the thing, and if you're in elementary school or
I'm so sorry for your
it's
loss.
A time... I mean, there are parts of your life that I envy as well, but there are parts that I don't.
There is no part of your life that I envy.
I've never had an adult tell me that not going to school is, like, not better than going to school. Although I understand there are good reasons for it. No adult has been like, look, Nick, I really missed school. Like, there's going to be a time where you miss this. I miss, like, the shenanigans of being
in
class.
Exactly. You don't actually miss the actual work itself.
Yeah, I miss, like, messing with the teachers and stuff. Although, you know, I was a goody two-shoes in the end. So, same. I don't know about you. Yeah?
Definitely.
I was such a teacher's pet in eighth grade. Miss Day, she'll remember.
Shout out.
she knows. And... I don't even want to say this. This is brutal, but by the end of the year, I gave up on certain things. I was the guy, she'd go around giving out candy because I was locked in on swimming.
Locked.
I would be like, nope. No candy bars. But by the end of the year, class trip, when swim season was over, I was mucking a whole bag of candy, making up for last time.
Oh my God. The other thing...
I feel the need to admit this to people. I, this week, have eaten so many grilled cheeses. It has climbed the ladder of sandwiches to an unbelievable degree, like 500x this month.
Stop this.
I did not have a grilled cheese addiction on my 2024 bingo card. Let me just say that.
Stop this right now.
Same with... I'm all flexes right now. I got Wordle in one like a month ago.
Damn, you're just like that?
Yep. The word concerning, but it was minor. And yeah.
Oh.
Not minor, minor.
Oh.
Like MINER.
Mm-hmm.
But saying, oh, I got Wordle in one. What was the word? Minor. All right.
Hey, man.
It's like there will be a day where it's penis, but...
No.
And I know like 7,000 people are going to get it in the first try that day.
No.
So many people are going to get it.
No.
But I will not be one of them.
No.
Because that was the other thing is instantly... I was like, I have to change my starting word. And this is my second time talking about Wordle on this show. But for those of you who have Wordle in your circle or connections.
Oh, my God. Stop.
No.
Stop this.
The anguish we have felt. Like, if I can't get one connection, it's going to be a miserable day. Let me just say that. Like, I don't know, everyone has these rituals. They're like, oh, this is how I know whether or not it's going to be a good day. That's mine. If I can't get a connection, it's like, oh, I'm just stupid today.
I'm just dumb.
That's great. Yeah. But I think right now I'm going to use this as a chance. I think we're about halfway through, so I'm going
to
get into the sponsor of today's episode, which, given how I feel right now, it couldn't be more appropriate.
That's
to
true. Yeah, very
give
true.
That, very, that very little true. Shout out to BetterHelp. Thank you to the sponsor of today's episode. BetterHelp is an online therapy service that, with just a short series of questions, cater a therapist to your specific needs. I personally went through the sign-up process and can't stress enough just how easy it is to get started.
BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call.
And again, that's BetterHelp. Better H-E-L-P. With BetterHelp, you can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, with more scheduling flexibility and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/thesixman. That's BetterHelp.com/thesixman. All right, and we're back. So we've decided to waste no time.
No.
We're having another guest on the show right now, and she does not know it's coming. Yo,
she's gonna pick
you got
up.
A background for her?
It's everybody. Yeah. What happened? What's good?
Hi.
I'm very impressed with how quickly you picked up. That is like amazing sister energy.
Guess what I'm doing right now?
If you're in my school, I'll kill you.
Oh, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid,
okay.
God forbid.
Because I know your boys are here for volleyball.
Yeah, I know the Mandem.
Your people just stretch everywhere. That's all over the GTA.
Guess what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing? You coming home?
Put it right to the mic.
No.
Like, what could you possibly be doing right now?
So see what happened was, right?
What happened was
me and Nick are filming an episode for the podcast.
You're on the show right
You're
now.
You're on it.
guys, why didn't you tell me?
I'm
telling you right now.
It was meant to be a surprise, but what do you want to say to your yourself?
To yourself when you listen to this.
To myself, get the work done for them videos. Don't fail class. Don't be like the other students.
Yeah. Mia's trying to lock in. I like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna show mom this, obviously.
Obviously.
I love you, mom. I gotta show dad too. I love you, dad.
I expected nothing else.
Nothing less. Absolutely nothing less.
That is absolutely.
What do you want me to
do? Nothing.
Are you singing to them? Like,
no, you're doing great. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you.
I'm eating chips on my bed. Dad doesn't know about this, so don't tell him.
Nah. Let's hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Okay, last thing. George Brown.
Oh, careful.
College. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay, good. I was about to say, careful. I was about to say, careful.
Oh, I want to. This is a good time to say, someone called the desk today looking for Mr. Dawkins. And it wasn't your dad, but I'm like, I know a Mr. Dawkins.
That's
and that's really scary, if it's the one that I know of.
That's actually scary.
Like, closely.
Yeah, no, that's what
yeah,
I
we eventually
we got there, but
it took a while.
Good lord.
But which Coach
Dawkins? That's yikes. Stop that. Yikes.
Anyway, guys.
But yeah, Mia, it'll be your turn soon, so you'll have a chance.
Yay! I'm free. I'm always free.
Yeah, you'll have the chance to tell everyone about the game of 21 that we played that still haunts me to this day.
I won. W. I won.
It's not just that you won. It's that I was up 20 to nothing. And yeah. And
yeah, you know, when, because you have to let them have hope. You know, that's what you have to do. You have to make sure they feel like they can win. And then you just take the heel of your foot. Dreams. And then you got to be like, winner, winner.
The heel.
What kind of fire is going on in your mind when you're playing me in 21?
Her foot.
She was behind me, like I didn't even see. You were like foaming out the mouth. You were just ready, just froth, like oh, let's go. It's like I can't wait to embarrass this man.
The heel of your foot.
Because to hit that.
In Tim's.
Yeah, no, you didn't have to include that part.
Tim's.
I was in full Go New York Go gear.
Definitely. Yep. Definitely.
That's crazy.
I'm the Goku of 21. Come on, you
yikes.
Can.
That's wild.
That's wild.
We're going to rematch.
Wild.
Yes, of course.
Rematch.
Of course.
You can go first.
I'll go first?
Yep.
Last time I went first, I also won, so.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Hey.
We
keep it. We gotta keep it a little friendly. Although there
of
is,
you'll win. You'll win the next time. Trust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I need to win. You don't know what's gonna happen if I don't. I don't have a lot of good. I don't have a lot of good things going in my life right now. So
of course.
I kind of need that W.
And you'll get it. Don't worry.
Hey, you might be too optimistic.
Yeah,
but are you going to the Loyalist game on Saturday?
You're coming to Kingston, right?
Yeah. We're staying over at a hotel.
You guys are staying over? We're staying at a different hotel this time. That's not the ghettoest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh my god, they're not gonna have grits for breakfast for you?
No, like people, we're
what?
Not gonna be
what for breakfast?
We're not gonna be fearing for our safety like we usually are.
You guys are not going to be, like, huddled under the bed?
But that's not the true Kingston experience.
Oh, being scared for your life?
Yeah. I know. It's to get the Belleville experience, you have to go there and be like, wow, this is it?
Yikes.
That's Belleville. And then Kingston, you're like, oh, I get why they didn't make this the capital. Holy. But the water's nice. But the water has nothing to do with the city. It's
we
just
don't see the
water.
We don't have the water. We don't know what water is.
No, not here.
Nah, not even a little bit.
Jordan, you'll never guess what happened at school today.
What happened at school today?
Food. I was on the bus, and I was coming home, and the bus driver decided to almost hit a car.
Ooh.
So he stepped on the brakes.
And you flew.
I was sitting. No, what?
And you flew.
Did your head hit the ceiling?
First person there. Waited for 10 minutes for that.
Did you go through the glass?
I was talking to a lady, and she was standing.
And she flew.
An old lady too. And I asked her, I was like, "Do you want to sit down?" She's like, "No."
And
I
flew. She flew.
Dude, she soared. Dude.
So,
she's dead.
Because
it was so crowded too, so it was like a domino effect.
Oh no.
Oh.
Everybody at the front just went.
No.
There was literally someone with like face pressed against like the front of the glass.
Stop this.
Next to the driver.
Stop this.
That's vile. Like,
that's
actually that's
and I felt so bad because I'm really a bad person because I was gonna get up and help her. But I felt the laugh in my throat. If I got up and like reached out, I would have laughed in her face. So I put my headphones back on, I looked at the window, I said, oh my god,
Right.
And then when she got up, thankfully she got off the bus before I did.
Let her not stay on the bus line.
I was like, are you okay? She's like, yeah. I'm like, no,
because
I know you got a bruise in your back.
Bumba
Club. We just laid over each other, and not a single person in their seat got up.
Yikes. Absolute yikes.
Stranger things have happened on buses in the GTA.
Honest to
that.
God, you're lucky, man.
No, last night I had...
Story, find a seat.
Last night I had some man who was up to some crazy activities. I was about to, like, I've never done this, but I was about to say, like, hey, man, can you move to, like, a different seat? Because he gets on, and first of all, there's, like, five seats open behind me, and he decides to, like, sit next to me and, like, trap me, which always, I'm like, okay, now I have to share an elbow with this man. But also, to sit down and just, and trap me as people leave the bus, at some point, bro, you gotta move.
On God.
You gotta move. On You're, God. Like, if there's five, if there's like, there was four people on the bus.
Yeah.
And this man's sitting in the back, like, next to me, like, we're best friends. Mm. Which, like, oh. Bro, I'm, if you talk to me, maybe I'll, like, entertain that, but you just sat there. And then, of course, weirdly enough, we get off at the same stop.
Nah,
so now this man knows where I live.
Nah.
Love that.
Nah.
Love the TTC for that.
Nah.
Because there was a point where.
No. If that was Jordan and she was, and someone sat next to her, I know without a doubt, she's like, move.
No, because I'm not, I wouldn't say move, but like, you would know not to sit next to me because my entire life is on the seat next to me. My bag, everything is on the seat next to me, and my leg is up on it too.
Don't even get me started about the streetcar.
You people disgust me when y'all do that.
Nah, because if I don't like you, do not come near me.
Yeah, I can understand not wanting your butt to touch, like, that many seats, but, like, come on. You gotta, like, what are we doing here?
Nah.
Like, it was too cuddly for me.
Nah.
I don't know you, bro. Like, I know we live on the same street now, but I don't know you like that, bro.
Oh, God. Get up.
So, Mia, while we still have you on, I need to ask this question.
Yeah.
What color is math?
Math is red, and if math is not red to you, I think you're a little bit colorblind.
Hey.
Get into it.
All right.
And say that.
Yeah, all right.
And stand on
now,
it.
No, blue. Math is blue. Math is blue.
Blue.
History is red.
Blue? What's blue?
Where did you grow up?
What's blue?
Blue is like social studies.
There you get it. You better tell them again.
Yeah.
And you better say it one more time for the people in the back.
This is
Nick, where did you grow up?
Belleville.
Actually, to be more specific.
I'm sorry, but that's okay.
To be more specific, Napanee, Ontario.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Do you know Napanee?
Yes. That's where we stay when we go.
In to Kingston?
Yeah, because we have to
where?
Stay in the middle.
What hotel do you stay at? The Hilton? What's it called? You're staying in Napanee?
We have to go in between Belleville and Kingston.
Oh,
we
I'm so sorry for you.
That's where we go.
I'm really sorry.
We're in the ghetto.
You get a nice view of the dump when you drive in.
Oh, God.
Sweet.
That's why we're feeling for our lives.
You know what's crazy about Napanee is it's literally just a pit stop for people driving between Toronto and Ottawa. That's exactly all of their income. That's why they have so many fast food places. It's absurd.
Yeah. And I fear for my life every single time I go there.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
I fear.
Yeah, my first encounters with tweakers was in Napanee.
I fear.
Downtown Napa Noodles, as one of my colleagues.
That's actually, no.
That was Heater.
No.
Now, anyone whose nickname is Heater, just
stop that.
Stay away from that,
stop
man.
It. Stop it. Just stop it.
Yep.
Oh, Jordan, I saw my professor on TV at the gaming lounge in school.
That's unfortunate.
He was vaping playing League of Legends.
Vaping?
Yeah, and I mean like,
hard like inhale, like my man was that's the oxygen for him, that's the oxygen for him.
Like, bro is creating actual clouds.
Loki,
I looked at it and I was like, you're my teacher in 20 minutes.
Yikes,
that's wild.
Yikes,
you got to class and I was like, hey, how was lunch?
What were you doing? Just curious. You're done. You're done.
That's wild.
You're done. You're actually done, you know? You're finished.
Like and comment.
You're finished. Get off my phone. You're finished. You're actually finished. Get off my phone.
Oh, is it my time already? Am I done?
Yes. You've been done.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Overstayed your welcome.
Your time is just starting, Mia.
Nah, man. Get off my phone,
overstayed
dog.
Overstayed my welcome.
Get
off my
phone, dog.
This weekend. Okay.
siblings get it.
Hi.
Hi. You got her to hang up eventually.
She always hangs up first.
Does she?
Yes.
What would she do if you did? Would she be like, call you back and be like, what?
Probably, like, if I hung up, like, mid-conversation, then, yeah, she would call me back and be like, excuse me.
I'm guilty of that. If I don't get a good enough goodbye, I'll call back. I'll try again.
I'll try again? It's crazy.
I'm notorious for that. I'm the guy who says goodnight 11 times before I go to bed. Like, I'll come down, get another glass of water, be like, goodnight. And my mom knows it's cap. She knows I'm coming back down for, or I guess in this case, back upstairs because I at my parents' house, I'm in the basement. But yeah, my parents did that when my brother he got the video game bug. So they're like, oh, this guy's really loud.
Yeah,
let's put him in the basement.
Yeah,
I should have agreed. I shouldn't have agreed to go down there. I should have stayed upstairs. But the thing is, if you stay upstairs in my house, you get the nice treat of hearing the exact movie my dad's playing. And that man loves, and bless his heart, he loves the most loud, action-packed,
oh my God,
crazy movies. Like, do you know, there's Super 8. He loves that movie. And I always, like, that train crash scene, that it goes through my house. And I've heard it so many times where I'll be in bed and I'm like, oh, the fucking train's crashing.
The fucking train.
He loves Battleship, the like Kit Harington Battleship. Isn't that who's in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember when Kit Harington was like, there's like a whole subgenre of movies that's like the next big thing. Like, I remember The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Stop.
With Nicolas Cage.
Stop.
And John Carter.
Absolutely stop.
John Carter.
Absolutely stop.
You want to know a conspiracy about John Carter? About that movie?
100%.
So when that movie was being made and like they were pouring money into it, they put like $300 million into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the midst of that, because they were trying to create a series, Disney bought Star Wars. So
they're
if you watch their trailers and the marketing, it's like they intentionally tanked the movie so that it wouldn't compete with Star Wars. Because the trailer, like, fans have made a trailer for that movie, and it's 10 times better than the actual trailer.
That's crazy. Like,
if you watch it with the context of the Star Wars, like, merger, you're like, oh, shit. Like, this movie was definitely tanked on purpose, which it's not like it was ever that good in the first place.
Yeah.
But at least they were trying something, like, new. And people kept saying that everything is super repetitive. But most of the modern, like, you know, Star Wars, like, I think, like, Valerian, which that movie's awful as well. But I'm not saying Star Wars is awful. I'm saying the new ones are. But all those different space, like, sci-fi stories, like even Star Trek, they're all based on original ideas from the, like, John Carter book from, like, 100 Yikes. Years ago. So the movie should have marketed itself as, like, All the stories you know and love are, like, based on this.
Yeah.
But instead, they're like, this is a new, completely new story.
Yeah.
Which, I'm trying to remember the name of the actor in that movie. Is that Taylor Kitsch? That's the same dude in Battleship, I think.
Yeah, might be the same, yeah.
Or did I say Kit Harington Battleship? I think I said that.
Yeah, you did.
I confuse those guys. And same with the dude from Game of Thrones. Like, all just different white boy of the month like 12 years ago.
100%. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm very out of touch with the whoever of the month at this point, but.
Definitely. No.
Hugh Jackman.
100%.
That's all. I'll to my grave. And my mom, if you ask her, she'll say that my dad looks like Hugh Jackman. I have a better comparison. I think like Mark Ruffalo looks like my dad.
Okay.
Specifically Mark Ruffalo from Begin Again, which is gonna sound insulting because he's kind of like rough in that movie, but that's not me saying my dad's rough. So no, my dad's a teddy bear, and
I love Papa Cinnamon.
Yeah, You still haven't met my mom.
No. Yeah. I need to meet Mama Cinnamon.
We'll try and make it happen. She's pretty quiet nowadays, but still full of love.
Me and Mama Cinnamon. We about to It's about to be a wrap. If I meet Mama Cinnamon, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I just don't know what context you guys would meet.
It doesn't matter. Well,
it'll be another like Christmas crossover or something.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the crossover.
Crazy. Yeah.
But we've already agreed we can't play anymore.
No, we can't.
I've done.
Not seriously.
I've done things that make me feel bad. And yeah. That's not me saying I've cooked you, because you've absolutely like abused me on a basketball court. That's saying I am 6'4". Well, depending on the time of day, but.
And I am a good, hearty, sturdy, and like hard 5'8". Yeah.
I'm saying 5'8" hard, or a hard 5'8".
Okay, calm.
A hard
calm,
5'8", okay.
Calm.
Anyway.
Calm.
You're the one saying calm. Anyway. I have a little bit of reach, and so when it comes to you shooting
over me,
I tend to want to block the shot, and there were a few blocks that just, I cannot live with myself, because just dirty, just an awful display of sportsmanship.
Yeah.
It wasn't even intentional. I was just like, the way it shaped up, I was like, yep, I hate myself. I'm going to hate myself for about a day. Mm. No, I was wrong. I still do. Yeah. So I'll play with my arms behind my back and block it with my face next time. So I feel less bad. I feel like I deserve it. But yeah, I don't know. It's, we are deep in the six. It is mad dark.
It is nice.
But I wanted to talk about that random Halloween video you showed me where they put like a giant sheet on the CN Tower
the
and turned it
right
into a...
The one right before we started recording.
Yeah. It's fresh on my mind. You know when they'd be like, do you remember the last reel you watched? It's like, actually I remember the last reel Jordan watched. So. Yeah. So I don't know. I've been trying to not watch as many reels, but admittedly, it's just tough.
Oh, I wish.
I was one of the hardcore, and I think you could probably find clips of me saying this on old episodes where I'm like, I don't watch TikTok. I was one of those guys, but fucking reels still got me.
Yeah.
I'm no better than anyone on TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, oh, I don't have TikTok. I'm like, okay.
It's like, what are you on? You're on reels? You get TikToks 2 months later? Nice.
Nice.
That's great.
Solid. That means I can still send you memes. Like, you're not.
Yeah,
you're not.
the thing with TikTok is at some point in the last few months, they stopped allowing you to look at videos if you don't have TikTok.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a couple that you've sent me that I still haven't been able to watch.
I found that out because I would send TikToks to Hakeem and he's like, I can't see these. And I was like,
yeah.
No.
It's like a very recent thing because for like, almost like the first year I've known you, I've been able to watch them no problem.
That's what
but
I'm saying.
Like it was like a September thing or something.
Yeah, I've been trying to send TikToks and they're like, I can't.
But there was a point where I go like, do I just ask her to watch it on her phone? Like, how do we do this? So,
I can't.
We'll have to go through and I'll have to be like, okay, I saw that one. I didn't see that one. But the thing with reels is it's almost like you don't want to sit and watch someone's reaction. It's like the same type of uncomfortable when you open a card next to somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're sitting there as they're like reading it. Some people read it out loud and some people are like, thanks. And some are a little bit in the middle. But it's like there's that awkward like 10 seconds where they're like opening it and they're like, oh, do you want me to read it? And some people are like hurt if you don't read it out loud.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people.
I'm definitely not one of those people.
When I write words in a card, and this is another thing to Mia, I still have your birthday card. It's in my car. I found it. It was misplaced when I went camping. I'm very sorry, but those words are still there because I appreciated the little message I got on my birthday. I wanted you to have one too. You good luck getting me to not write nice things to you guys. Christmas. Oh, I'm ready for Christmas. I'm so ready. Like,
no.
It's Halloween tomorrow. I know you're not a fan of that one.
No.
Why?
I don't. Dressing up is fine. I've never been. I stopped being into dressing up very early. And I'm also not a candy person. So, like.
You were a candy person when I met you.
I'm not a candy.
You would have, like, bags of gummy worms and you pull out and I'd be like,
yeah, yep. But then again, it took me 20 years to finish that bag. And, like.
Yeah.
They would be stale.
Stale gummies is tough. What kind of gummies? What's your, like, go-to? If you had to, like, abolish every other gummy, which one are you keeping?
Gummy worms are good. Okay. I like gummy worms.
Gummy worms are a classic. I also really like sour things, so it's hard not to pick, like, a sour candy or, like, you know. Like, them blue raspberry things are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like that would get old. Same with the grape ones. The grape ones are crazy. Like,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of, like, Bigfoot. You know that
type.
Those kind you get from a gas station, not a chain.
Uh-huh.
And they have those, like, you know, take 10 for a dollar.
Yeah.
And you just load up a bag.
Yeah.
when I was a kid, I used to always bike to the corner store, and I say that like it was close. I lived in the country. It was like a 3K bike. But when I was old enough and I made that bike, that was like the biggest thing in the world that I was able to do that. And now I live in like the GTA where there's literally like Chipotle and Chick-fil-A
around the corner.
there's so many crazy things. There's genuinely too much food here.
I can't
decide, and it's all so expensive.
Factual.
I cannot afford anything here.
Factual.
It actually hurts.
Factual.
Like, oh, I want to go across the road and get buttered chicken. $20.
$20.
And they're like, oh, can you tip us too? And I'm like, bro, I can't afford to buy the meal.
I can't.
I'm not even walking in.
Like, what can I get for $5? Because that's what I have.
$5, you're pretty limited.
Like,
a bad bagel from Tim Hortons. That's about what you can afford.
100%.
There is zero love in that bagel. I can guarantee that.
It's actually hate. Like,
do you think, like, any of the fast food workers, and this is not a knock, because if I was in this position, I would probably feel some type of way. But is there a single person who's like, you know what? This sandwich is going to, like, this is going to help someone's day.
Not one person.
Not one.
And if you are like that, you're lying.
Because you know what's crazy is if you, like, go up to the right person and you give them, like, the most genuine compliment, their face will light up and you will feel good. But I just don't do that as much as I should. And, like, I don't know.
I just thought about if that was me, that's not what my face would look like. If you gave me a
You and me are the same though, and when people say stuff, we're like, let me run away, let me not be here. First of all, I don't want any awards. I've made that clear. I don't want it. So I'm gonna go. I'm proud of you, Nick. I will break down and start crying.
I will.
So this is Nick, you're doing a good job. Why can't we receive praise? Why?
Don't know.
The thing is, I actually wouldn't rather this happen because the psychological fire that I experience is like rough, but I'd rather someone tell me I can't do something than I can.
Facts.
Because I have that fire.
Because then I can prove you wrong.
And that's why when I play a game, I'm so excited because I'm like, either I'm going to win, which is like, probably what's going to happen, or I'm going to lose and I'm going to be pissed off for 3 months and I'm going to be better.
Yeah.
Because I know how my brain works, but
yeah,
especially the last few months, and this is like the end of my sober October. I'm reaching the end and I'm not going to do anything in November either. I'm just like, if I'm this bored with life, there's a problem. So gotta keep it up.
There.
But I'm just looking for more stimulation now. I can't find it. I'm trying. I don't know where I was going with that.
Things are just not fun for me anymore.
What things?
All things.
most things.
Most things.
Because in some senses, the last few months, certain like tastes are more flavorful. Mm. Certain colors are more beautiful. And I always remind myself, like, no matter how bad my day is, the sunset's still going to be like really nice that night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not always there to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to remind myself to have good perspective, but admittedly, I have a very narcissistic point of view. It's very much through the lens of me.
Yeah.
And how I feel.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm like, I'm looking for an opportunity to like have more responsibility so it's less about me.
Fair. Yeah.
Like, definitely not a good time to be a dad, but like, you know, something similar to that. Which, like, this is another, I'll bring this up before I wrap up the podcast here, but the like a couple of weeks ago I got a text from my mom because I enter so many contests. When I'm bored, I enter a ton of contests. Yeah. Like, I won a pizza oven this summer.
Yeah.
I won some other stuff. I've been trying to win Taylor Swift tickets for my girlfriend. I've been trying to win anything I can win.
Yeah.
But I had something come in the mail, and my mom texts me. She's like, is this something I need to, like, worry about?
What?
My mom, so it was, like, a Huggies, like, care package. And I still don't know what contest I won. I think that one was, like, a part of another.
Nicholas.
I'm donating it.
Nicholas.
I'm donating. But my poor mother was, like, Am I gonna be a grandma? And
Nicholas,
the answer was no. I would feel bad if she was like excited, but I know that this is a bad time because she wasn't excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that like there's a point where she'd be like, oh, congratulations, but no, not right now.
No.
It's kind of funny though, isn't it? It's pretty funny. I have to have a sense of humor about it.
Come on. No.
Yeah, I mean, I am 23, so it's weirder things have happened to 23-year-olds, but I can barely take care of myself, so.
Facts?
Were you going to say facts? Do you remember coming to visit me when I had surgery?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We got chili, and we watched The Greatest Showman.
Yes, sir.
Which, like, the other day I was at Ed's place, and him and his sisters, like, they decided to watch La La Land. And I haven't seen La La Land. I'm like, oh, I know this is a movie I can't watch without Annabelle. Like, I know I'm going to get in trouble. So I removed myself. And the three of them went and watched the movie. While I just talked with Ed's mom, which is a vibe. I love Ed's mom.
Straight vibes.
I love Ed's dad, too. I don't want to... Not discriminating, but yeah, Richard had some things to tell me. He always has some stuff to say, that guy. That's a family, like, if you ever get the chance to meet them. I mean, my family is great, but they are like a sitcom. They genuinely, like, and this is a good segue into potentially a future episode. We've said we need to have this man on the show, Hakeem.
Hakeem!
Sometimes that guy is not real.
Not sometimes. Every single time I see him, he's not a real person.
He's so, like, I can't even figure out, like, what.
I actually can't.
And I'm like, bro, you're in supply chain management?
You're in supply chain management?
And he'll just, like, throw me a supply chain management question.
I kind of want to call him now.
Well, I'll wait till after.
Yeah, no, I kind of want to call him, though. I know he's gone. I know he's left.
I don't know about that.
He can't take that long of a shower.
Well, to be fair, everyone's probably out of the sixth floor now. Probably empty. Good old sixth.
Yikes.
Yeah. But we did not settle on a color for math.
Because. Because we can't. And if we keep talking about this, I'm going to jump across this table.
I didn't even get a chance to talk about the other thing that happened to me today. So you know the part on the way to school from Union where that, like, sidewalk is closed off and there's always a cop there to tell you to cross the street?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was there and the one streetcar pulls up, and them sandworm streetcars are very long.
Mm-hmm.
So it sits at the intersection, and it like sat way past where it was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And so the cop says to me, she's just like, oh, just go like around the front of the streetcar.
Right.
So I did. And the driver and like a pedestrian start like cussing me out. Like, don't do that. When literally a cop just told me to do it.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm like, that cop right there. Like, a cop would not tell you to do. I'm like, I was baffled. I could not believe it. Yeah.
People in Toronto, first of all, people in Toronto don't fear for their lives. And they need to start fearing for their lives. You can't just
Is this
walk.
A threat?
No, well, you guys don't
threat fear. Threat to the people of Toronto. No,
the people of Toronto do not fear for their lives. Because if I fear for my life, which means I would never just walk
See,
anywhere and everywhere.
People who walk do not fear for their lives.
They don't.
But people who drive have no regard
for
the people who walk.
None whatsoever.
I've been almost hit so many times, and every single time I'm blamed. It's actually crazy.
I will admit when I drive.
I've driven with you. It's,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ox goes crazy, I will say. You have to be there. You have to be there.
Listen,
in Ajax.
The Ox always goes crazy. All right. I'm always on Ox.
You know, I never thought I'd know someone from Ajax.
Hakeem fully thinks I'm from the Schwa and will not stop.
That's brutal.
Will not stop.
That's a chirp.
Like, he continuously is like, no, but you're from the Schwa. And I'm like, dog, no.
Does he? It's not like Kitchener Waterloo. Like, it's not. They're not like. Like this.
They're not like that.
Because you have Whitby in between.
Yeah.
Does he think Whitby's part of Oshawa?
I don't know what he thinks.
Because if anything, Ajax is a part of Whitby.
I would have said Ajax is a part of Pickering.
Fair.
I would say that more than
Which
more
ghost
than
station is closer to each other. That's how I'd weigh it.
Pickering and Ajax are closer. The Pickering Go and Ajax Go are closer. Then Ajax Go to Whitby Go.
I'll tell you, it's called the Go Train, but sometimes it feels like the stop train.
Oh, you're done.
Bro.
You're so tired. Like,
especially lately. I just keep missing the Go Train by like 3 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'll walk up and I'll sprint. The worst is when you sprint there and you don't make it.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I really ran just to wait here longer.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
Yeah. And then you're like, do I want to go back downstairs? But no.
Do I take the subway now and just like, just accept defeat?
Yeah, because you can't walk back downstairs because then people saw you run up and then they saw seeing you come back down. It's like, dog.
Say, I know this man's a loser.
You didn't make it.
You
didn't make it.
Nah. Well, that happened to me one time. I missed it by 5 seconds, and then the next one was delayed.
That's...
And me and the girl who missed it, when they announced it, we both looked down the track at each other, and we're both like, oh, like,
that's
we got
vile.
So upset, like, literally screaming like Wolverine.
That's actually vile.
Yeah, it was rough.
I'd actually jump. No, I'd be like, that's the end of me. I can't do this.
No, I was at Scarborough, so I went for, like, a walk.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Let me go for a 10-minute walk in nature.
That's crazy.
But I'm going to manifest all the people that I want on this show. I'm going to start reaching
Haley
out.
Haley Van Lith.
No, I don't want Why Haley Van Lith on the show?
Just Haley Van Lith.
No, I don't know. I'll have Caitlin Clark on. I'll have Angel Reese on, although she'll probably take over. Like
100%.
Which, like, that's Angel
Which, as she should.
That's the Angel Reese episode. Of course she's going to do it.
As you should. Very much.
I'd have... Who would be a funny person to have on? I've always said this. I want Sean Evans to interview Sean Evans for Hot Ones. Like, I want them to, like... I want him to ask himself, like, really private questions. Because he did do a chicken shop date. He did that.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have to watch that.
And you still haven't watched the Jaylen Brown Hot Ones, have you?
No.
The Jaylen Brown one, bro wears sunglasses the whole time. But also, he's kind of a savant because doesn't even touch a drop of liquid the whole time.
Okay, so he's like that.
Yeah, he's on that Lord shit.
Damn, he just...
Lord's different. Lord, what Lord did on Hot Ones. She put on a clinic. She's like, wow, this is, thanks for, this is a really nice meal. She was so polite.
That's insane.
While you, there's literally chemical warfare on your mouth, like straight
and
up. Like,
honestly, this was great, and it's very filling.
But we could go so deep into Hot Ones lore. It's actually crazy.
Especially that one episode.
My favorite Hot Ones trope is when people thank Sean Evans. They're like, wow, that was a really good question. Like when they're they're just like, wow.
Wow.
Where you care about your job. That's crazy.
Where do you get this shit from?
Him and Nardwar have like
yo
a weird thing.
Yo. Enough said.
I still watch the Nardwar Tyler like interviews.
Yeah.
We can get into Tyler too, but
oh my god, we always have time for Tyler.
I'm the fact that Tyler and Lil Yachty are together for a tour.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
And everyone thought that that was Frank Ocean on that track, but it was Daniel Caesar. I think that's who it was. Is that his name?
Yeah, Daniel Caesar. Yeah.
Yeah. He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Speaking of people from the Schwa. He is. He's from the Schwa.
No. Daniel.
I confirmed that last night.
Daniel. I know you're listening to this right now. I know you're listening, Daniel.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Look, if you look up Daniel Caesar, the picture that pops up, you're like, whoa. Like, woo.
Daniel,
look
so
up
sorry.
Daniel Caesar. See
Daniel,
what comes
I'm
up.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, bro, I'm so ready for you to like just have your moment. Go Daniel, go do your thing.
Daniel, I'm so sorry that you're from the Schwag.
Because I just came back from a Leon Bridges concert, and it was probably one of the best concerts. That's not the picture that came up when
I know, but I just didn't know what Daniel Caesar looked like, and this is not.
Yeah, someone commented is like, my favorite genre is bisexual black men, which is, I don't know if that's out of pocket, but because Tyler and Frank Ocean have never missed.
They haven't.
But
he's 29.
Yeah,
you look 5, my boy.
No, he's got a long prime ahead of him.
I know.
You said it.
Yeah, but not loud enough for the mic to pick it up.
Yeah.
Because I know exactly what I'm doing.
But me, on the other hand, I look 35.
And I'm not gonna say nothing because that's disrespectful.
To agree, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to age backwards.
My God, you want to hear a really funny story about my coach?
Yep.
All right, cool.
We'll finish on this.
Great. So, because my coach is a very sassy man.
We're talking about Ian?
Oh, hell yeah, we're talking about Ian.
I can see the sass.
He...
Like, when he hits this, I'm like...
Oh, girl!
I'm like, bro.
Girl!
And for those of you that don't, I'm crossing my legs.
Girl!
In the most, like...
Girl.
I'm in my master's program sort of way.
Girl.
Like, let me listen, but...
Like, no, because, first of all, on a daily basis, he says I'm just a girl. He always says I'm a downtown girly. Those words exactly come out of his mouth. And I'm like, yes, you are.
I didn't realize the sass.
He is a sass master, I promise. But so the specific story is, we were on the bus back from Georgian.
Yeah.
And it was me, him, and Frenchie talking. And this will come up to a different story, but we don't need to get into that right now. But the moral of the next story that has context in this one is that during Thanksgiving, a very coincidental thing happened where he ended up meeting one of my mom's friends.
Yeah.
And one of my mom's friends thought he was fine and was trying to like...
He's a clean cut. He's a nice dude.
He's a good looking man.
He's got like, he's green flag.
He is green flag.
Yeah.
I see it. He is. But like, so she tried to like, you know, text him or whatever and like whatever. And all that's happening, he's messaging me, and my mom's friend is, I'm on the phone with my mom's friend.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, tell me about him. And then, so anyways, the main story here is that we brought her up. We were like, oh yeah, because you were talking to my mom's friend, da, da, da.
And because he knew she was older than him, because she's obviously like my mom's age.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, how much like older? And I was like, oh, she's my mom's age. And he was like, how old is that? And I was like, my mom's turning 50. Like, come January, my mom is turning 50. And he was like, your mom's turning. And I was like, yes, because black does not crack. And he's like, yeah, so I don't have that melanin in me, so I'm going to crack.
I'm cracking.
My man's like, yeah, I've cracked. And I was like, as long as you know. I'm like, as long as you're well aware. I'm surprised by that, man, every day.
I'm getting close to my peak, like, and that's a sad reality at 23.
No.
Like, no. Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Because I've thought about it, like, not that in my family, I'm like, no one loses their hair. Like, there's like one person, but if I'm the one, and I like spent my prime with just long hair tied away like lazily, there will be a day where I regret that. Because I mean, I let my hair grow out at a time when I could, but there may be a day where it's like I could have just rocked the fade and been clean.
Yeah.
But fade doesn't work that well for me. No, I have a small head. Doesn't work.
No. No.
I've yet to find my, like, hairstyle. Although I think, like, this, like shoulder length is pretty good.
Yeah.
But we'll find out. The other thing is, I think I'm going to pierce my ears. I think I'm going to do that. I don't know. I want the Jimmy Butler earrings. Like, I want ice, you know? I've had some people, like, every time Logan sees me, that he's like, you should get your ears pierced. It's all, when people who have pierced ears do that, it's like, join us. Join us. I'm like, is this a cult? Like, what?
It is.
What is this about?
It is.
It's not a cult.
It is.
You think Daryl's in the cult too?
Yeah.
What is the cult?
I don't know. I'm not in it.
I'll join and I'll infiltrate. I'll let you know.
Cool.
I'll let you know what weird shit's going on. I've been told not to get it done in the mall though, so I'm not going to do that. Go to like a tattoo shop.
Yeah.
I might as well let a guy who enjoys it do it. Like, let me stab your ear. Let's go. I'll make sure it's hygienic. Like, you might, if it's his job, I guarantee, like, do you think some tattoo artists are like, oh yeah. Like, they get hype about needling people.
If they do, I'm scared.
I'm scared. There's so much weirder shit in the world.
No, fair.
They're definitely in, but saying into it is weird. But
I'm scared. I'd be horrified.
Well, you seem like you'd be horrified of needles in general, but that's just an assumption. I don't know. Because you know what it is, there are some... Are you afraid of needles?
No, silly! No. No! No,
there are some
ahead.
Things that when I bring up, I can almost see it like... And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed here. But I can... When I say like the word needle to some people, it's like... Whoa.
Yeah.
There's like a little like... They visually feel whatever, I guess, trauma is related to that. Like, I understand it because I'm terrified of them. But I have to. I've accepted my fate.
I mean, I don't love them.
Well, I'd be concerned if you did. But I don't know. Anyone's like, oh, fucking do
fucking
it. Let's
get
let's
it.
Go.
Let's fucking
let's go. I pregame for this. Like, I don't know how you pregame. Like,
how do you pregame for a needle?
I don't know. Because if you, like, pregame, that's a blood thinner. You're going to bleed more. That's not good. That's a bad idea.
That's definitely not a thing that we should be doing.
Don't worry. My blood's extra clotted. It's, it'll...
Stop.
The bleeding will stop very quick.
Stop.
I don't know.
Stop. Yeah,
sorry, Nate.
Stop.
My brother specifically does not like needles. That's brutal. But, yeah. Needles in my family, it's a sore subject.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I... Like, they're like, when I have to get them, I'm not going to be like, don't.
Last time I got them, I almost passed out.
Oh.
But they took, like, several vials of blood.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And I was like, oh, you're, like, not done. This is,
oh, you're
like,
gonna,
I'm,
you're
I'm
draining
dizzy
me
now.
Right now.
I'm dizzy now.
You're draining me right now. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
But let's end on a lighter note. And... I enjoyed this very much. It is almost 8:20.
Yeah.
We've been going. I have lots of audio and footage to work with.
And guess who just hasn't eaten anything yet?
I'm going for my free wings, so you should go definitely get some food.
We'll see. I don't know yet. I haven't figured that part out.
Do you have food at home?
Who knows? Who knows?
Because I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat so many grilled cheese. I have brie in my fridge. Like, I'm having a brie grilled cheese. Like,
I don't know. We'll see. Did Frenchie cook? Who knows?
Hopefully Frenchie cooked.
Who knows?
I don't know.
We'll see. But this has been a very, very fun episode. I'm very excited to continue the revamping of this show. And, yeah, I'm sorry that my confidence took a hit, but I owe it to you guys who enjoy the show to bring it back and put more of myself out there, because I have a lot to offer. I just need to remind myself. Six Man Podcast, do you have anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Because I had a really good time.
That's hey,
and that's, I appreciate you for letting me do this.
Letting you, it's more like you agreed to come on. It's not like a let. Most people have a pretty open invitation. I don't know if I gatekept it, that's my bad.
No. It's fun. I've never done this shit before.
All the homies. Yeah, wait till you hear it back when it's like edited. Because we got a lot of audio to go through.
No.
Well, I'll keep a lot of it, and I might have like a, you know, a Jordan version and like a finished like.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, if there's stuff in there that I'm like, well, we might as well have this in. Like, I can think of a few things that we may need to take off the record, but. That's okay. Just for people's privacy.
Mm-hmm. We know the next person you have to have on here is.
We're manifesting Hakeem.
We are.
The greatest duo in George Brown basketball history.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
The chemistry was like, it was not instant though. It took us like
a while,
but we figured it
but
out.
But honestly.
Because there was a point where I'm like, that ball is like, he's swinging that rock. Yeah.
He has a bag, though.
Who taught this man to hoop?
I don't know, because it wasn't me.
For those of you who like have a secret bag when it comes to basketball, I envy you.
Keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret. When you bust it out.
Men's are flabbergasted out here.
You left the gym several times.
I did. Because we were shooting literally in the morning, and that was not what was...
I was trusting his jumper, and he was hitting them.
Because we practiced that.
Yeah, you worked with him. Bro, it's better than in the post than I will ever be. But I think that game finally got you to realize I don't need to play in the post to be effective. Like, I don't need to be a traditional big.
You're not a traditional big.
But I have to be at this height,
no,
apparently.
No, you don't. Not anymore, you don't.
I'm a forward.
You're a guard.
I'm a guard?
You're a guard. You're a guard.
I'm a guard.
With your 6'4 self, you're a guard.
What is my comp? I need you to give a comp.
No.
Come on.
No.
I won't take offense. I just need a comp.
The problem is I don't know enough.
If you were like drafting up a player with my skill set, with my feelings out the door, what would the comparison be? Because like there's nothing that you could say that's more mean than what I've said about myself, straight up. Saying 6'4 Zach Edey is crazy. 6'4 Zach Edey is a tough comp.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're like 6 foot Yao Ming. What?
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 So like nothing that made Yao Ming good?
What?
Just a guy?
What? Just a guy?
Just a kind of tall guy.
Just a kind of ish tall guy.
I'm the same height as Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln's, yeah. But I'm the same height he was. Was Abe Lincoln a guard?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
He
shot the lights out the gym.
He like, would have been shifty. Like,
he shot the lights out the gym.
I know Abe Lincoln would have had a dirty floater.
He?
And some nasty, like, you know, white chocolate behind the back.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Did Abe Lincoln have the sauce?
His jellies?
Did Abe Lincoln have the sauce?
100%. His jellies would be legendary.
And the English on his layups? Like,
His jellies would be legendary.
It was reverse.
His jellies would absolutely be legendary.
Did Abe Lincoln have a bag?
110%. He had a bag.
That's the thing. The fact that basketball was invented in Canada. Well, no, it was invented by a Canadian in the U.S.
America.
I know that.
It's just so, like, any Canadian, they're like, oh, by the way, we invented insulin and basketball. That's that's what you learn growing up, is like James Naismith. That's being a Canadian. That's Canadian history, is that. Well, there's a little bit more,
stuff that
we cover up, but
there's a little bit more.
We'll not get into that.
Nope.
I do not want Trudeau to cancel my show. Not that he, oh, I mean, he probably
he
has
listening.
The power.
He's 100% listening.
Justin Trudeau, if you're listening, this is, you're not my target audience, bro.
Get off.
This is not for you.
Get off.
This is for everyday people.
And you, sir, are definitely
you are not an everyday
person. You are not an everyday person, I promise.
We getting political.
See?
But I'm going to wrap it up here. This has been a very fun episode of the Six Man Podcast. Like my goodnights, I am saying goodbye like three times, but this is the actual goodbye. We will fade into the outro now.